KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Hibbing School District support staff are set to strike next week. Megan Buffington has the details.
AFSCME Local 480 announced the strike vote Thursday. The union represents 115 secretaries, custodians, pupil support assistants, and IT workers. The union and district negotiated for 16 hours Tuesday. A news release from the union says the two sides reached a tentative agreement and both said they'd vote on it Monday. But the release says the district changed its position and won't vote until March 30th. The union says that would intentionally push them out of their strike window. Acting Superintendent Carrie McDonald says there was a misunderstanding about the district's position on the timing issue. In a news release, she says the two sides were in separate rooms communicating through a mediator. The two sides discussed the issue Thursday. The union says if the school board doesn't vote on the agreement Monday, the strike would begin Tuesday. The looming strike comes as the district is considering the closure of Greenhaven Elementary as part of its budget cuts. A public hearing on the closure is set for 6 p.m. March 26th at Hibbing High School. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Minnesota North College will soon have a new president. Jesselyn Sabin was selected by the Board of Trustees of the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities to fill the role. Her appointment will begin July 1st. Since 2021, Sabin has served as the Academic Dean for Career and Technical Education for Minnesota North and the Campus Director at the Eveleth Campus. Previously, Sabin served as the Interim Dean of Academics at Hibbing Community College and at Rainy River Community College. Sabin succeeds the retiring Michael Ryich, who has served as President of Minnesota North College and its predecessor, the Northeast Higher Education District, since 2021. The Black Duck City Council is considering disbanding the city's police force and contracting public safety services with the Beltrami County Sheriff's Office. Larissa Donovan attended the public hearing and has more.
The Black Duck City Council heard questions and concerns from a few residents Monday about the potential disbandment of the Black Duck Police Department. City Administrator Christina Regas says the department has not attracted long-term employees in years. Black Duck levies for a full-time police chief and a full-time patrol officer, but currently only has part-time employees who are simultaneously employed by the Beltrami County Sheriff.
It really hurts to be able to say we're going to levy for the budget and we can't fill it with personnel because we're not doing the taxpayers a service by doing that.
Contracting the service with the county would save the city up to $40,000 a year. Beltrami County Sheriff Jason Riggs has a lot of experience with Black Duck. Early in his career, he was the Black Duck Police Chief after serving as a patrol officer and the Black Duck Mayor after serving on the council. The proposed contract will assign one deputy to the city of Black Duck for 40 hours each week.
If this were to go to us to provide services, you would have the same amount of officers that you had 6 months ago in town.
A formal decision on disbanding is not expected until June. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
16 areas in Aiken, Carlton, Pine, and St. Louis counties are proposed for treatment to slow the spread of the invasive spongy moth. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture says the moth caterpillars feed on over 300 tree species, including the state's most common trees. Low-flying planes would spray a mating disruption product, which is a pheromone that stops male moths from finding females. The Ag Department says the spray is harmless to humans and animals, and all the ingredients are listed by the Environmental Protection Agency as safe. Northern Minnesota spraying would likely take place in mid-July. An interactive map is available on the state website, and a virtual information session will be 6 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday. Find more info at kaxe.org. The band is back together in Detroit Lakes. Around 75 band and choir students and their chaperones stranded in Florida after spring break this weekend made it home early Wednesday morning after a 1,700-mile bus ride. The travel snafu from canceled flights in the Midwest over the weekend resulted in $35,000 in unexpected costs for the Detroit Lakes High School Music Boosters for the cross-country road trip by bus. As of Thursday afternoon, the Boosters had raised 75% of their fundraising goal. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.